sister, you know, because sometimes...
What an example, but okay.
What we share might not be what we share with the other person. So I know that people are concerned about the long term. I think in the, when we get there, we talk about it when we get there. That is how things in the international system play. Today you might not agree with the U.S. government, but you still want to benefit a lot from the U.S. government. I've given a good example. Let's do away with the U.S. government because of their various engagements, because we don't agree with them on so many issues in geopolitics. But we still agree to deal with them on matters which are of interest to the Zambian government. And that is how things operate. That is what responsible statecraft entails.
Okay. Edgar Silunga, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Phoenix Breakfast. See some more messages, but that's our time for this hour. We appreciate you joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
We'll be joined by international relations expert in Edgar Silunga, just looking at Zambia's international relations, especially that now President Hage Geingob will be taking his first state visit to Zimbabwe tomorrow, as announced by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. And this is at the invitation of President Emmerson Mnangagwa, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Let's get into the news. Coming up next, the time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Energy Minister announces government plans to stabilize fuel market with strategic reserves and quarterly price reviews. Paul Kabuswet dismisses calls for his resignation after Chingola incident. Trump signs bill to end longest shutdown in U.S. history. Presents the news and the Sibilo Gondwe. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has disclosed that government is in the process of operationalizing strategic fuel reserves to boost supply predictability and move toward quarterly pump price reviews by next year. Mr. Chikote says the reserves, including facilities in Imbala, Solwezi, Mongo, Mansa, Mpika, and other sites, will create bulk buffers to mitigate import or distribution disruptions. He has told Phoenix News that this will stabilize the market, giving businesses and consumers certainty in their daily economic activities. Mr. Chikote further says the move aims to address supply chain challenges, including constrained import routes and periodic disruptions, with operationalization expected to improve supply resilience and market predictability by next year.
We have decided that we have to make sure that all our storage facilities, strategic reserves that we have in the country must be operational, such as the Chipata, the Mongu, Solwezi, Mansa, Mpika, even those that we have in Dola. So we want to make sure that all these storage facilities are operational to make sure that the supply chain is not affected as we are facing these challenges. Maybe for monthly, we are trying to wait and check on the parameters that we need to relook at the monthly tendering of pricing and all that we are trying to review for quarterly, so that even people who plan are able to plan very well.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswet has dismissed calls for his resignation following last weekend's incident in which President Hakainde Hichilema was rushed to safety after stones were thrown at him in Chingola. Mr. Kabosoy says it is unreasonable to link isolated acts of hooliganism to the performance of his ministry, and has rejected assertions that he's failed to manage the mining sector, pointing to growing production and concerted efforts to formalize artisanal mining. He tells Phoenix News that output trends suggest Zambia can reach about 1 million tons of copper this year, and highlighted recent capacity building drives that have graduated hundreds of mining cooperatives as key achievements. The minister further cited the dewatering works at Shaft 28 in Luanshya, resuscitation of Mopani and Konkola copper mine operations, and new activity at Lumwana and the S3 project as key achievements by his ministry. Mr. Kabosoy has reiterated government's commitment to safe, regulated operations, formal trade, and enhanced security around mining areas, urging critics to judge performance on results rather than isolated events.
People, hooligans, want to throw stones at, you know, the very good things that we have done. The law will visit them, and it's not going to be tolerated. Answer for yourself a question like that, whether the mining sector is going down or going up. When you look at, you know, what is happening in Luanshya, the dewatering in Luanshya, that tells you a story. The revival of Mopani, KCM, that tells you a story. The investment in Lumwana, that tells you a story. The investment in S3, which was recently launched by President HH. One thing that President HH has given us a clear instruction is that there will be no illegal mining. There will be legal mining, there will be safe mining, there will be formal trade and security around areas where mining is taking place. Have they come about because abracadabra, somebody went to do magic? No.
Following last Saturday's incident, some stakeholders, including UPND sympathizers, have called for the resignation of Mr. Kabosoy for allegedly failing to handle the mining sector after angry small-scale miners disrupted the president's speech at Chewimpala Market by throwing stones at him. Economist Dr. Esther Banda says Zambia needs a continuous drop in the monetary policy rate to feel its impact, as it remains high at 14.25%. The Bank of Zambia has reduced the monetary policy rate by 25 basis points to 14.25% from 14.50% for the fourth quarter of 2025. Dr. Banda notes that the monetary policy rate has been increasing over the past few years from around 8% to over 14%, leading to high lending rates that negatively affect business growth. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Banda projects a positive impact from the reduction in 6 to 12 months, but if the rate continues to drop. She's also concerned that the cost of doing business remains high, citing factors like electricity and transport costs. She suggests that while cheaper credit may help, other challenges persist.
Basically, when you look at the monetary policy rate, you cannot really feel the immediate impact of the monetary policy rate. Actually, 0.25 is not that significant to some extent, seeing that we have been adjusting our monetary policy rate every 3 months. So we might not see the immediate impact there and then. Maybe we could feel the impact in the next 6 months to 1 year. And that can only happen if we continue to reduce the monetary policy rate going forward.
The Food Reserve Agency FRA has a sheep mining season in Muchinga province is safe for storage and free from any form of aflatoxin contamination after undergoing rigorous quality checks. The FRA Muchinga province marketing coordinator, Felix Moyo, says the moisture content is exceptionally low, ranging between 8.5 and 9% below the recommended maximum safe storage level of 12.5%. Mr. Moyo has explained to Phoenix News that maintaining low moisture content prevents fungal infestation, which leads to harmful aflatoxins. He has since guaranteed that the rehabilitated stock is dry, safe for long-term storage, and poses no risk of infestation or contamination.
The maize, which is here, all of it is already below 12.5% moisture content. This one particularly, which you have been drying, as you have seen, it's below 9% moisture content. So there can be no any infestation, because infestation only comes in where there is a moisture content which is above 12.5%. So the assurance is at 9%, 12.5%.